Hello and welcome to the Silver Lining Podcast. My name is Lina Perez and I'm thrilled to be offering you this opportunity to take a look behind the curtain of my life as a professional bookkeeper and financial boss lady. I aim to provide you with loads of information and help you navigate some of what you've been hearing from your accountant, from the ATO, from social media, your annoying friends who've got their finances in order and really think they can help you. Let me be that friend. We'd like to thank everybody who's reached out and given us great feedback from the first episode of our podcast. It's been really heartwarming, but also it's a really good reminder that there's a few things that we probably didn't cover. We really are aiming to provide you with as much information as possible. And with that in mind, I decided to call on Support Act's Industry Relations and Partnership Manager, Luke O'Connor. For those of us who have been living under a rock since COVID-19, Support Act is Australia's only charity that delivers crisis relief services to artists, crew, and music workers as a result of ill health, injury, mental health problems, or pandemics that impact their ability to work in music. While scrolling the Instagram live feeds of all your favorite Aussie bands recently, you may have heard them mentioned once or twice as the revolutionary online streaming music festival Isolate, featuring Angie McMahon, Julia Jacklin, Courtney Barnett, Marlon Williams, Big Scary, and many more, raised funds for Support Act. They're a boots on the ground organization helping working musicians and crew get through the hard times that the industry so often throws at them. Recently, you could say that the term hard times has taken on a whole new meaning for many in the industry, including us as service providers. I spoke with Luke about the challenges he's seeing artists face firsthand through his role at Support Act, as well as how it's affected him and his many subcontracting sole traders that he employs through his other role as director of Melbourne wedding band agency Lark Music. I hope that you get as much out of it as we did. And now, news from the boss lady. Last night we heard from Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg. They announced the new JobKeeper payments that are designed to help small businesses and sole traders that have been affected by the current health crisis. So it's $1,500 per fortnight per employee, regardless of what their regular wage is. So if it's less than that, the employees will still get paid the $1,500 per fortnight. If it's more than that, you as an employer would be required to top it up to their normal wage. There's no superannuation payable on the $1,500 per fortnight. PAYG withholding will still be reportable to the ATO, and as per the current rulings, it would then obviously kind of get waived when you lodge your BASAs. Their eligibility is for businesses that are severely impacted, so that would mean if they've had to shut down or if they have 30% or more decline in revenue as a result of the coronavirus. Now, exactly how it's going to be reported is not yet clear. We have not been told this yet, so we're waiting on instructions. The best thing that you can do if you think that you're eligible for it is to go to the ATO's website, search for JobKeeper, and register your interest and your intent to claim. And in other news, I'd like to tell you about my working from home situation. My current routine is wake up at 6 a.m., check my emails, get stuck into a little bit of Xero reconciling. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll have coffee and breakfast and hang out with my family for about an hour. And then I'll go back to my daughter's bedroom, which is my current office, and work until 6 at night. It's great fun. Welcome, Luke.
Hey, I think we've got internet issues.
Ah, that's not Luke O'Connor.
That's my voice, producer Gus. Turns out we did have internet issues. However, I did manage to pick up the recording of Lena's amazing conversation with Luke after he'd just finished explaining what a unique and brilliant idea Isolade has been, and how Support Act are getting lots of donations coming in through that from businesses and individuals with messages of support. You'll have to trust me that it was all very heartwarming and life-affirming. Now, here's the rest of their conversation, and apologies for the quality not being perfect. If you can guess how this was recorded, send us an email and we might send you a prize.
You working with Support Act is a reasonably new thing, is that right?
Yeah, I've been with Support Act for about 6 months.
Yeah.
But it was a dream job for me. So when the opportunity came, when I saw the job, I had to jump at it, even though I had a million other projects already happening in my life.
Yeah. So you're working for them, and then you also run a wedding band agency, Lark Music. So tell me about what that does on the Melbourne scene, and how many people do you have working with you, and how is this current situation affecting them?
Yeah, so Lark Music, we started out just as a band about 8 years ago, I think it was now. And yeah, we all needed some extra cash. We were still all in our 20s and pretty, you know, free, and saw doing corporate events and weddings is a great way to make extra money. But then people wanted to book us. We got popular, which was great. And then I said, well, I'm not available, but my best mate Andy is available. And before I knew it, we had scaled up into an agency. And from then, we've now gone into states, and we're in 4 states in Australia now. And I have five booking agents working for me, and we have roughly 130 subcontractors that work for us in any given week. So, yeah, it's quite large now. Every one of those subcontractors is kept relatively busy by Lark throughout the year. Yeah, it's an amazing challenge running a business like that, and particularly at a time like now. It's posing some unprecedented challenges, as I'm sure you understand, as a business, and how you manage your books as a business. It really comes into sharp focus at a time like now where, you know, people are getting, you know, a harsh wake-up call about why it's so important to keep all of your books in line. And I certainly have learnt that lesson before, and I'm getting taught that lesson once again, as I'm sure a lot of the musicians who are on my books are as well. And thankfully to them, I've kind of tried to be as proactive as possible through my role with Support Act to highlight what support is out there, but also to bring them back to what's happening with the government changes, try and assist people as much as possible about, you know, I understand that you've lost your income, and, you know, a lot of that income would have come from me. So we've done the best we can to ensure that there's postponements, not cancellations, that we're not doing refunds to clients just because they want to cancel, but that we're also supporting our musicians to find access to things like the JobKeeper when they come up.
Yeah, absolutely. I did see on the 13th of March when everything got cancelled, there were like lots of florists and sort of wedding hire companies that we work with that were saying, you know, don't cancel, just postpone. Please let us keep your deposits. We literally need that money to just get through the next little while. I could imagine that it would be very similar for you. So have you managed to keep some of the work?
Yeah, we've been successful in postponing every single bit of work that was coming up from now until I think September was kind of our cutoff. September is when the season kicks up again, and it's really unfortunate because March is probably our busiest month of the year.
It is, isn't it?
Lots of the musicians who work for Lark would have been gearing up to kind of make their nest egg for the year, and now we've had to shift it all. And I mean, most people who we've been dealing with have been great. They've been really good about it. They understand the music industry was one of the first industries hit by this crisis from cancellations. But, you know, you obviously have the odd person here and there who's not happy and wants just a full refund. And at this time, we've tried to work with those people as best we can. But obviously, it's not in the interest of keeping a business afloat and people employed to be pulling money out of it at that point. So we've made sure that we had a good policy around supporting people and being as flexible as we can.
I was just going to jump in and add, I was wondering if for our audience you could share the advice that you would have given to your musicians who you employ.
So, even in our internal Facebook group, putting information about the job seeker and like how you can access it The fact, you know, some of the eligibility requirements, which I'm just quickly looking up on my...
I did put you on.
Yeah, so that the new job seeker subsidy payment starting in the first week of May, backdated to yesterday, and it goes to sole traders as well as employees. So people have been calling me and saying, hey, what does that mean for me? And I'm like, well, you're, as a sole trader, you are a business. That's the first thing that people need to realize, that as a sole trader, you are a business. And you can advocate for yourself as a recipient of the income of that business, which has lost at least 30% of its income since March 1st, which I think with the production of a profit and loss statement, as is required, compared to this time last year, you can pretty much put it in black and white. I had money then. I don't have money now. So that's kind of the kind of information I think is really important. On top of that, through Support Act, we know that so many people are waiting for money, but as much as money is important, information is also really important at this time. And one of our major focuses is around mental health. And it's not just about managing your mental health now, but as we go into this isolation period, how people manage their mental health into isolation. So we have had, two webcasts via Facebook where we've been talking about what's happening, where are we, how are you feeling, but also how to build resilience in yourself and how to cope in a time of stress like this. And we're going to go on with that discussion. They're really little bite-sized 25-minute chats that you can have over lunch. And we're going to go on to discuss things, you know, like depression, like anxiety, but we're trying to do it in a way that it makes people feel empowered to take control over those feelings and to feel proactive, and also refer people into our wellbeing helpline service, which is a 24/7 helpline service that Support Act operates with mental health practitioners who understand the life of people who work in the music industry. So it's an amazing resource, and now more than ever, we're trying to get the word out about that to people who need it most.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, just how lucky the music industry is to have an organisation like Support Act behind them to really share information and support at this time. Definitely mental health is a major issue, and trying to keep up with all the news is very easily becomes overkill, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find myself, I want to be on there because I want to connect with people, particularly when, you know, you're just isolated at home with family, and, you know, I miss seeing my colleagues and my friends. And so you want to be there to connect, but you also sort of don't want to see all the news and the things that people are sharing. So it's a really hard kind of balance.
It absolutely is. And to pick up two of those points, Lena, the first thing that I say to people, and I can, even as a staff member, I can say it is absolutely incredible that in Australia, you know, we know these types of organisations exist around the world, but it's incredible that our music industry in Australia has an organisation like Support Act. It's and even more so, a helpline, which is for people specifically in our industry. It really is the kind of thing where I'm saying all the time, use it or lose it. It's a beautiful gift that we have as an industry, and we really need to utilize it. Going on to your second point, talking about the kind of social media and the 24-hour news cycle and whatnot, there's some great insights in our first web chat called Soundcheck that we did, which was about that and how people want it. You want to keep up to date with the news, but at this time, it can get pretty oppressive to be in that news cycle and just hearing constant bad news. It was actually amazing the other night, ABC News decided about halfway through, listen, we know the news is very depressing, so for the rest of the news cast tonight, we're going to talk about only positive stories coming out of this crisis. And I felt a huge weight lifted off my shoulder even in that moment. So
yeah, we should just have like 24 hours of cat videos. That'd be nice.
Yeah, cat videos and puppies doing cute stuff. So one of the things that we've noticed with people who are putting in inquiries with us is we just need some basic templates, like a checklist about how to get your books in order, and a profit and loss template if you have one. We know for this JobKeeper subsidy, people are going to have their profit and loss statements up to date. And I figured if people are at home in the shortage of accounting support that's around at the moment, maybe they can just get cracking. And you might have some advice.
I definitely recommend that. I think now is a great time to do your taxes. I spent most of Sunday trying to put together a resource that was a bit of a video and a screen sort of recording of how to get yourself organized. I've just got to refine it, but I definitely have all the information, so I'll share that with you probably in the next day or so. I gave a bit of a presentation for VMDO last week.
Oh, yeah.
And it sort of ended up being more kind of basic financial literacy, but it was, you know, just bringing it all really back to basics, not thinking too big and too complicated, just keeping it really simple. So I definitely have the tools, and I'll share them.
Will you be putting them on your Facebook, on YouTube?
The idea of this resource that I'm trying to put together is that I would share it on socials, and that people could essentially just take it and use it for what they want, free of charge. And I would always also be happy to have a phone call or a chat with anybody who might just need just a little bit of pointers as to where to go. But yeah, so I guess keeping that balance of me looking after my own business and my paying clients, and then also just trying to share as much of my knowledge and expertise, I suppose.
Hey, Lena, it's funny because, like, it was only a couple of weeks ago that I was putting together a whole kind of course around financial literacy because, you know, musicians in the industry, a lot of them don't have superannuation and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we were, like, trying to target these big ticket issues. But now I feel like filling out a profit and loss statement, which is probably one of the most basic things in accounting, is what people can't do but need advice on. So I'm wondering whether you would come on and do a 20-minute chat with me about how to prepare a profit and loss, or one of the other bookkeepers at Counting Cloud.
I would love to. I'd love to.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay.
That'd be great. And it's actually, I mean, it's funny because it's the sort of work that I've been flirting with this sort of area for the last sort of 12 months. I've given a few talks last year and just really was hoping to educate people and myself as well, because I'm really good with other people's money, but not necessarily that good with my own. Yeah, I know. I don't know, a skinny chef or a plumber who's got a blocked toilet or something. I don't know. But I really try, you know, and so that's why I was very interested in doing that sort of financial literacy education. And I think, I mean, if for creatives, if money is one of the biggest sort of worries for people, then that doesn't necessarily help with then getting to work and making beautiful art. So I think if I could take just one thing off their shoulders and help them have a bit of a clearer outlook or something like that, that's the sort of thing I'd like to put some time into. So it's very interesting that it's kind of now just happening because of what's happening in the world. And I'm just, I guess, jumping to it as an opportunity for myself as well to get better.
Yeah. I was going to say, one thing I've been saying to heaps of people just about, you know, the situation that lots of musicians find themselves in is, like, this, the stimulus overnight, the subsidies actually, it's pretty great. Like, it's good to take stock for a moment and go, actually, this is a game changer. Don't you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to change a lot of people's lives. And I think, and I mean, it's a short-term solution, obviously.
Yeah.
But if it means that people will be able to, you know, feed themselves and, you know, pay their basic expenses, at least for a short period of time, just to give a little bit of relief, that will be good. And I think, I mean, there are, it kind of doesn't matter how much money the government throws around. It's never really going to be enough, right? We're all going to feel a certain level of pain at this point. But I think giving money to the actual needy people, the people who have really lost all their income, not just businesses that are inconvenienced by this situation, actually people that can't afford to go to the shops, you know, that's obviously the first group of people that we need to give money to. And they will also go and spend that money, which in turn will also keep the economy kind of grinding, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
If they give the money to the small businesses that you know, that may be inconvenienced and probably really scared at the moment, but if they give it to them, they're not going to spend it. They're going to try and keep it so that they can keep going for longer, you know?
Yep, that's exactly right.
But I guess to kind of sort of wrap things up, I would definitely love to catch up with you and see what I can do in order to help directly through Support Act at this time. And I guess I just wanted to kind of circle back to you and all the things that you do. And I heard on the grapevine that you also have connections at another sort of charitable organization locally, which is RecLink. So I wondered, with all the stuff and the hoo-ha that's going on, what's happening with the Community Cup this year?
Oh, I wish I knew, Lena. I have no longer in the RecLink circle, but just like you, I will be waiting, and hopefully it won't be cancelled, but I have a bad feeling it might end up on the pile like all the other great events that we've missed out on for the coming months. Not to mention mine and Gus's own single launch on the 3rd of April.
I know, that's devastating.
I know, I'm devastated. It's meant to be this week. I'm so sad.
Yeah.
People don't get to hear Gus's greatest sax solo ever.
Oh, yes, it is recorded, so...
It's recorded, you're right.
Before we go, could all do with more sex in our life, I think, at this point, so...
Absolutely. Can I just add at the end, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, I just want to encourage people who are doing it tough. Our wellbeing helpline is 24/7, as I mentioned before. And it can be called at 1-800-959-500, and it's qualified mental health practitioners. It's completely confidential. Our people on the phones have experience with working with those who are from the music industry. So if you're doing it tough, make a phone call to them or visit our website at supportact.org.au.
Excellent. We'll make sure we mention all of those in the descriptor notes too, won't we, Producer Gus?
Yes, we will.
Thanks so much for coming on, Luke.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a real pleasure, and I will be talking to you on the other side.
You too, Lena.
Thank you so much for lending me your ears again and for continuing to support our podcast, The Silver Lining. Our goal with this podcast is to share as much information and knowledge as we can, free of charge. If you feel like doing us a favor back, you could subscribe, rate and review the Silver Lining podcast on whatever app you get your podcast from. And if you have any feedback, any suggestions, or if you'd like to be a guest, please contact me. My website is www.countingclouds.com.au. You can send me a message through there and we can work something out. Thank you.
No worries at all.
Hi everybody, it's Producer Gus here. I just wanted to give a big shout out to Josh Barber and Sam O'Halloran for providing the music you've heard in this podcast. Josh created the Ethereal Jams playing behind me right now, and Sam is the phenomenal jazz guitarist you heard underneath the News from the Boss Lady segment. You can find them both on Instagram, where they regularly share what they're working on. Josh is at Barbershop Sounds, spelt as it sounds, and Sam is at O'Halloran Sam. That's at O'HALLORANSAM, which kind of sounds like Oh Hello Ransom, which is cool.